Wild rice is a cultural staple for the Ojibwe Indians and other tribes across the upper Midwest. They and many non-Indians go out and gather the rice from morning until sunset, knocking the sturdy brown grains off of the tall plant with sticks, which then fall into flat-bottom canoes. But according to Peter David, a wildlife biologist for the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, this year's dry spell has had several immediate effects on the region's rice beds. One is on the wild rice plant's ability to produce seed.
I actually went out to pull up a sample plant recently, and I was able to walk right up to it and remove it, and the roots weren't even wet. And from a harvester's perspective, in some places the beds themselves look quite good, but there's not enough water to float a canoe to get in and harvest them.
David says one safeguard many of the state's Indian tribes put into place some years back was a wild rice restoration program that has rice grown in historical ricing areas and special habitats originally set aside for waterfowl.
The tribes have been working on a very interagency cooperative program to try to bring back some of the historic abundance of rice that's been lost. In a year like this, we see some of the benefits of that because it is providing some harvest opportunity where it may not have existed. Rice is very central to the Ojibwe culture, and losing the chance to harvest rice is a very substantial loss.
But David is concerned about whether the current environmental conditions are natural and short-term, or if it represents a bigger problem, such as global warming. He says other threats to the wild rice beds are invasive species, such as purple loosestrife and milfoil. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.